Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Katwongere Katonda engalo ez'amaanyi.
Let's add God a mighty hand.
Katwebaza olw'ekigambo eky'okutereeza emitima gyaffe.
As we thank for the word of ordering our hearts.
Asobole okujja okuwandika mu magezi gaffe.
That it can come to write in our minds.
Mu mitima gyaffe.
In our hearts.
Ne muntu waffe w'omunda.
Even in our inner man. Let's have hand claps as we thank him.
Mm.
As we thank him for the ministers. Teacher Eddie. And Evangelist Jackson.
We've
moved to enlighten us in the word. And we see the way we can order our hearts.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. You can sit down, prepare your heart, your mind, your inner man, and prepare your book well,
Bible,
your Bible, even your pen, that you can work together with the Holy Spirit. As he bears your weakness, of not being able to write in your mind, and to write in your heart, even to write in your inner man, that you can do that which you can, to listen, believing, hearing, understanding, believing, and writing in your book as you read in your Bible. Because when he speaks in the Romans chapter 8,
verse 26-27,
it's there to bear our weakness. In that we cannot. And he fulfills 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1-6. And he writes in our inner man, in our minds, even in our hearts, that he fulfills his promise of old. That in Jeremiah 31, verses 31-33, when he said when he reaches the new covenant, he will write the laws in our hearts, in our minds, even in our inner man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But because we remember
2
Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1, we are co-workers together with God. As he writes in your inner man, in your heart and your mind, you
to
write in your book.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And prove that you listen, you understand, you believe, even putting in action, prepare for that. And you straight begin. And you eagerly wait as you prepare. That I have to spread them far. Praise Jesus much. You have to move beyond where you're seated. And you know God prepares me for the entire world. Me
too,
have to believe myself, prepare myself for the entire world. Praise Jesus much. So we thank the Lord who has gathered us again today. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and
our
Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you God's standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call and it based in the nation you Uganda.
From
this year 2022.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So tuchakomekereza.
So we are still concluding.
Ebikwatagana enteekateeka ya Katonda ey'omutindo ey'omukaaga.
What concerns the 16th standard strategy of God.
Emanyikiddwa nga abakunguzi b'emyoyo,
which is known as the harvesters of spirits,
okujija kunsi,
to take them from this earth,
okujizayo muguru,
to take them back to heaven,
tujiwonya gena ne nyanja y'omuli,
as we save them hell and the lake of fire,
iranga tukulira wansi wa government ebiri ezo muguru kunsi,
we work under the two heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes, yebazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga tuchagena mmaso,
and we are still moving on,
okuraba department y'omunana,
you see the eight departments,
izikora government ya Katonda y'omuguru kunsi,
which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Tuli ku department.
We are on this 6th department, and we still move on to summarize it. Department of the teaching priests.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this time on, we see of the 7 divisions of responsibilities of the teaching priests, revealing the fullness of God, in revealing the full knowledge of God, that is the fullness of God, to reveal His presence, that is His glory, and to reveal the works of His hands of the entire heavens and earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much.
So fanga tu waka kulaba ko division is where at dala 3.
So far we've seen 3 divisions. Yes.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Butwala ba division esoka.
When we saw the first division,
ne tulagant da chitufu waliwo Katonda chitafe.
It showed us indeed there is God the Father.
Wabao Katonda chigambo.
And there is God the Word.
Mutuma nyingo omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Awamu ne Katonda omoyo mutukufu.
Even God the Holy Spirit.
Mutuma nyingo omoyo wa mukama.
We know as Spirit of the Lord.
Ida butwala mulubiribiri esula esoko lwa bimwa mukaga.
When we saw in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Katonda chitafe nga ayogera ne Katonda chigambo.
God the Father speak with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, even God the Holy Spirit, that they make man in their image, even their likeness, which means that they are there and they are alike.
So we were
able to go to the second division, and we knew where God the Father, God the Word, we know as the Son, even God the Holy Spirit, where they are called the first and the last,
Alpha ne Omega,
Alpha and Omega,
ntandikwa ne nkomero,
the beginning and the end,
okuveri waguru weguri yonna,
right from above all the heavens,
kutonanga te kunaba kubawo,
before creation happened.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ndaba twasubula okusoma mu lubereberye sule soko nyo lisoka,
when we read in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 1,
utegera nti kulubereberye Katonda atonde guno,
and as in the beginning God created heavens and earth,
ore ntwagala okutegera,
but we wanted to understand
lubereberye no yewa,
where is this beginning, where He best to create heaven and earth. We saw in the scriptures like Ephesians 4 verse 9 and
10,
you have to pass through the earth and the entire heavens, which is, and you go back above the heavens at the beginning and the end, where God is known as the first and the last, and also known as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, as we
are
able to see in Isaiah 48 verses 12, even Revelations chapter 1 verses 8 reaching the verse 11. Praise Jesus much. So we saw the third division that we last saw of the responsibilities of the teaching priests in revealing the fullness of God, the presence of God, it is His glory, even the works of His hands, the entire heavens and the earth, which are even the entire new heavens and the new earth. And this division, we say
it,
that where God the Father,
Katonda chigambo, God omwana,
the Word we know as the Son,
omune, Katonda omoyo mutukufu,
even God the Holy Spirit,
ya itibwa Katonda atagwao,
where is called the everlasting God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we were told that beyond above all the heavens and beyond the beginning and the end to enter into the everlasting. We were able to read of scriptures like Psalms chapter 90 verses 1 and 2 when he began saying that Lord, you were our dwelling place in all generations. And the verse 2 he said, before you brought forth the mountains
and
before you created the earth and the things in it, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. That scripture showed us that you have to first go above all the heavens and you reach at the beginning and the end before creation happens, and you pass through, you enter into the everlasting. Just as we saw in some scriptures like Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22 up to 29, God the word, when he spoke through the mouth of King Solomon and explained us how he was with the Father right from the everlasting. Praise Jesus
Christ.
And we move to understand even God the Holy Spirit, one known as Spirit of the Lord, he too was together with God the Father, even God the Word, right from the everlasting. We were able to understand the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, that our Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When you understand, no one was able to reveal to us that God is the everlasting, beyond above all the heavens and beyond the beginning and the end, to enter the everlasting. We have revealed us the Holy Spirit was there and who is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
those who are able to understand them, when we read in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9 to enter verse 11,
yeah,
we say no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God who is in him. And we understood, even prophets spoke this in the scriptures, spoke them not by themselves, except they spoke what came from God when they were led by the Holy Spirit. Understood even the Spirit of God is not limited, reached to the everlasting. Yes. We read with you Micah chapter 2 and the verse 7. He spoken the Spirit of God is restricted, is not limited, enters to the everlasting. Now this day we want to move on with the first division of the responsibilities of the teaching priest. We move on with the first division of the responsibilities of the teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God to reveal his presence, the glory of God, and to reveal the works of his hands in the entire heavens and the earth, in the entire new heavens and the new earth. Yes. So we move on.
Is
this first division of responsibilities of the teaching priests?
Yes.
Praise Jesus much.
And
this division is known as, and we see the way God the world, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, the way God the world, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with God the Holy Spirit,
We know
our spirit of the Lord. The way they came from God the Father. Right from above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Right from the everlasting. Right from above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Even beyond the beginning and the end. Right from the everlasting. The way God, the word we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with God the Holy Spirit, we know our spirit of the Lord. The way they came from God the Father, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, and beyond the beginning and the end, right from the everlasting. Praise Jesus much. When we speak that word, we want to explain to you why it is written in the first John. Chapter 5, verse
7.
Mostly Bibles which retained it. Like the King James versions.
Gideon.
And the others. And they said there are three witnesses in heaven.
Chitafe,
the Father.
Chigambo,
the Word. Today we know him as the Son. And the Holy Spirit. And the three agree in one. Praise Jesus much. They agree in one. Because they came from one. And that is God the Father. Right from the everlasting. At the beginning and the end. Above all the heavens. Yes. You know that scripture. It was removed from some Bibles for not being understood well. Some ask themselves, how is that? They agree in one. The three agree in one. The one is the fourth. They agree in all. No, that one is not the fourth,
wabula omu,
but that one, the third, all of them came from him. For we came seeing that they were in him right from the old. Praise Jesus
much.
So, as we read in the first John,
1
John chapter 5, verse 7, it says like this.
First
John chapter 5, verse
7.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Yes. In your Luganda Bible, you will restore that verse. For in the Luganda Bible, verse 7 and verse 8, verse 8. Now you do not have there verse 7.
They
got verse 8, broke it into two. They created the verse 8 for they wanted to pluck out the other. All that you have there, verse 7 and 8, in the Luganda Bible, convert it to become verse
8.
Now above your book, that your Bible, you write it up on the top of your Bible. Praise Jesus much. For it's very major in understanding
engeri Katonda kigambo,
the way God the word,
we tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo,
we know as the son Jesus Christ,
awamu ne Katonda omwoyo mutukufu,
together with God the Holy Spirit,
we tumanyi ng'omwoyo wa Mukama,
we know as Spirit of the Lord,
jibavamu mu Katonda kitaffe,
how they came from God the Father,
okuvira dambuta gwawo,
right from the everlasting,
kuntandikwa n'enkomerero,
at the beginning and the end,
eri waguru we guliyo,
right above all the heavens.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga rugambi.
Because it has said.
Mubaliokani soke sulene yokutani.
The first John chapter 5. And the verse 7.
Kubanga waluwa wajua basatu mugu.
The three that bear witness in heaven.
Chitafe.
The Father.
Chigambo.
The word.
Gotuma nyingu umwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Kubanga muyokani mukumi na nyo.
For in John 1 verse 14.
Chigambo ya yambaru
umubili. The word closed the flesh.
Narabisi bueno jituli.
And appeared here where we are. We saw him in the glory of the one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, even the Holy Spirit. And we are told these three, they agree in one. The word they agree in one,
it is
to mean they came from one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That confused religions a lot. We cannot pour upon the Spirit of the Lord,
cause
them to understand the word of God. In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23, he said, always we have to repent, forward upon his Holy Spirit,
to
us to understand his words. Let us read, we see.
Proverbs chapter 1 verse
23.
Muchokoro okunenya kwange, laba, nafukanga omwoyo gwange gyemuli, anabamanyisanga ebigambo byange.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Hey,
yes.
Mukirizo kunenya kwange.
Accept my reproof.
Bafukeko omoyo wange.
I pour upon you my spirit.
Abali tutegere ebigambo
byange. Cause you to understand my words.
Kati ebaluyo kane soke sura ya kutano.
Now first John chapter 5.
Onyoro musanvu.
Verse 7.
Olubadde lwajibwamu ennyo mu Bible ya Luganda.
Which had been removed from the Luganda Bibles.
Awamu ne Bible yezimwezo oluzungu.
Even in some English versions.
Olugamba.
Which say that.
Kubanga waliwo abajulwa basatu mukuru.
Cause there are three that bear witness in heaven.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Chigambo gwetumanyingo omwana Yesu.
The word we know as the Son Jesus.
Awamu n'omwoyo mutukufu.
Even the Holy Spirit.
Eranga abasatu bano bakkaanya mu omu.
And these three agree in one.
Eyo njogera ya Katonda etaga okutegeera.
That is a speech of God we need to understand.
Nti bakkaanya mu omu kyeki.
That they agree in one. What does it mean? It is to say they came from one.
Kubanga bali bonna.
Because they were together in one. Yes. You have to understand the speech of God. If you've not understood it, that's where confusions happen. That's why Bible says in the John chapter 8 verse 43 that we have to understand his speech. But that happens when his word has room within us.
We've
given time and we perceive it.
Yes.
Let us read there, we say.
John chapter 8 verse
43.
Chiche chibarubedo kutegere njogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuhuri ya chigambo change.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Yes.
Kakati.
Now. At times we fail to understand his speech. Because his word,
we've
not given the time to have room within us, that it can have where it sits. We contend with it. And we say, the three agree in one. What is that? Not yet understood the speech of him. You ask, what is that? Even as you land, you refuse. That scripture, we no need to understand it. Let's remove it from the Bible. Is it you who spoke it? Why did you not make your own Bible first? When it speaks better than that of God. Don't you see you have madness with yourself?
So bwakugamba.
So when he tells you,
First
John chapter 5,
in
verse 7, there are three witnesses in heaven.
It's
the Father,
Chigambo
gwetumanyinga omwana, the word we know as the Son,
awamu n'omwoyo omutukuvu,
even the Holy Spirit.
Abasatu bano bakkanya mu omu.
That these three agree in one.
Bw'omala okutegeera enjogera ya Katonda.
After you understand the speech of God.
Bw'akugamba nti abasatu bakkanya mu
omu. When he tells you the three agree in one.
Osobola okumanya nti bava mu omu.
You can know they came from one.
Kubanga akugambye mu ngeri esula esooka
23 in Proverbs 1 verse 23
nti mukkiriza okunenya kwange
set my liberal
bafukako omwoyo wange omutukuvu
upon you my Holy Spirit
ebigambo
cause you to understand my words
nti mitwe gine ejja bulijjo emizaali
these usual heads
emitwe ejja bulijjo emizaali
these usual heads which were buffed
tegisobola kutegeera bigambo bya Katonda nga bwabyogedde
cannot understand words of God as he has spoken them
okutuuka nga tufukibwako omwoyo omutukuvu nga leero
until he poured upon the Holy Spirit as today until
ngatukuze banga
we redeem time
ekigambo kya Katonda obudde
to give the word of God enough time
era ntukulayo emitima
it will open the heart
kifune we kitula
it has room to sit and settle there
osoko ofukumule mwaga agagambo
and you pour out all those words
agenge liye din
of the way of religions
nti Katonda
that God
ari trinity
is a trinity
wali omunga ine mitwe
sa is one with the three heads
wa murabawa
where have you ever seen him
era yandikwa wa wa
and where
yandikwa
written in which scripture
ari omunga ine mitwe sa
is one with three heads
ngakwe go yatona muchifana nyi
you created in his image
ne mungeri
even his likeness
tolina mitwe sa
you do not have three heads
kutura bange yo daru
don't you see the madness
So you know kukiriza
so you have to believe
yokane sura yomunana
John chapter 8
urwana mwisatu
verse 43
ukulabikange ekigambo kiki yabya
muzira his word has room within you
sikurwango oberanga satan
lest you appear like satan
erango yagalo kutukiriza ebigino bya satan
you want to fulfill the purposes of him
eranga boyogera obulimba
when you speak lies
oyogera ebiva mu bibio
you speak what comes from you
oberanga tokiriza katonda akunyonyole
not allowed God explain to you
ategeza chi mbigambe
what he means in those words
katudeyo ko katono ulire
let's go back then you hear
Yokane sura iyo munana n'olunyiriri olwana mwesatu
John chapter 8 verse 43
Kiche kibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange kubanga temuyiza kuulya kigambo kyange
Why do you not understand my speech even because you cannot hear my words
Onyolona mwenya
verse 44
Mwemuli bakitamwe setani era mwagalokolo kwegomba kwa kitamwe oyo kuva kulubereberye ye musi sote yanywerera mazima kubanga amazima tegali moye bwayogera obulimba ayogere kipa mu bibiye kubanga ye mulimba era kitawe wo bulimba
you are of your father the devil the lusts of your father you will do he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him when he speaks a lie he speaks of his own for he is a liar and the father of it yes
mwanyibwo otuka ekita noto abudde kigambo cha
katonda which time don't give time to the word of god
ebyandikwe
bitukufu the holy scriptures
okufuna ekifo mugu
to get room within you
okufuna banga lyo kubyetegereza
get space perceiving them
otandika okwogera katonda ebyobulira
you to speak lies about god
ngofuki dadanga satan
you become like satan
kati ngo oyogera biva mu bibio
and you speak what comes from your own
ndikatonda moyo mwerere
god is just mere spirit
taina mu
he has not a body
nga wakisoma wa
and you read it where
yes you bibozi bya mu
just those are your stories
na yego buza wawe jawandikwa
as where is it written
ndikatonda moyo mwerere taina mu
god is mere spirit has not a body
Nzenkuwe chawandikwa
me I give you a scripture
ichigama that I know mubiri ogwe chivo
sure he has a glorious body
Yesu yebazibwe
Praise Jesus much
Wachisoma wa
Where did you read it
Ndikatonda aliyo mune mitwe sa
That God is one with three heads
Mu Trinity
that Trinity
Ebyo boyogera byabulimba
Those you speak lies
Ningo byogera Katonda
But you speak them about God
Kubanga walema iru okutegera
Because you fail to understand
Wachagamba
Why he says
Ndikubanga waluwa bajula basatu muguru
Because there are three witnesses in heaven
Kitafe
The Father
Chigambo,
the word,
which knows
as the Son Jesus,
awamu, no moyo mutukufu,
even the Holy Spirit. These three agree in one.
Kubanga chitufu bava mu omu.
From the truth they came from one. Yes. Right from the everlasting. At the beginning and the end, above all the heavens. When that failed you, you began to speak lies about him. Refused to humble to his spirit, help you understand his words. Began to fulfill words in Isaiah
48.
That you speak of him, but not in truth. But those of religion, Catholics, what's wrong with them? When you reach the brethren, the Protestants, the Adventists, groups of religions and beliefs there, and born again, maybe they gave up on
it.
Let's believe God the Father is there, the word the Son is there, even the Holy Spirit. But we do not know to explain what concerned them. They decided to understand what worship, why they do not understand. Not able to worship it as they ought to. If you worship it, don't understand. You end not worshiping it as it is and as you ought to. And you see through gold and silver, those fashioned with human hands, the cars and the houses, that Jesus has arisen for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read in Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 48, verses 1.
Abatu miwe rinya lya Isirayiri era bavudde maziga Yuda abalayire rinya lya Mukama era abogera Katonda wa Isirayiri nesi mazima so simbutukirivu.
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Yes, they speak of him, but not in truth, and not in righteousness. But the time has come, as of the new generation with the full knowledge of God. It was promised in the Psalms 78, verses 6 to 8. In that which began before, at the beginning of the New Testament, in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9,
when
we called on the darkness
and
entered in the exceeding light, lightens and reveals all. And the time has come, and we can show you the way God the world, we know as the Son, together with God the Holy Spirit, we know a spirit of the Lord, how they came from God the Father, right from the everlasting, at the beginning and the end, above all the heavens, before creation happened. And you can know them. Do you understand them? Do they come clearer to you? You explain to your neighbor. I see whether they have come clear your way. They've been enlightened your way.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So when
you read a verse in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and when we make all nations disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they have one name, we all enter in that name. But that came from that far,
because
their name in English is called Jesus. In the Hebrew,
Yeshua.
Yes. That is their name.
Ejo chava kuveri wala.
That came from that far.
Ndi kubanga.
That because.
Bahari omu.
They were one. They had one name.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Ichave.
It came from that far.
Urabie.
Have you seen?
Yes.
They, one name from old, for they were one. That is a secret to there. Matthew, we are finished the measure line of that scripture. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Go
you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes. All nations.
We
will make them disciples. We teach them of our living God. He created heaven and earth. He is our Father. The word we know as the Son, even the Holy Spirit. Now when we baptize them, enter them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they have one name. Right? Because from old, they were one, and they are in one. They have one name. That's why we hear that name. It's above all names in the heavens and the earth. And as I say, baptize them.
They've
got a problem again. When they read in the Acts, baptized to enter the name of Jesus. What does it mean? We don't baptize the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
They
cut off enter the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is of the Father. It is of the Holy Spirit. Don't you see there? Let us read Acts before.
Ebikolo byabatume esule iyo kubiri no runyiriri orasatomo munana.
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
Petero nabagamba nti mwenenye mubatiziwe buli muntu mumwe okuyingira muri nyali ya Yesu Kristo okujibwa ke bibi byamwe. Munawe bwekirabo gwe moyo mutukuvu.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Acts. Chapter 2 verse 38. When you connect to Matthew chapter 28. Verse 19. There they tell us. Make all nations disciples. Baptize them. In the name of the Father. The Son. And the Holy Spirit. Their name is one. But that name
is
in Acts 2 verse 38, that said repent, baptize in the name of the Father, the name of Jesus. They have given it here, the name. Yes. That name, it is of God the Father himself. Of God, the word we know as the Son, still called Jesus. And it is of the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is the responsibility
to
keeping the holiness of God. It is not his name. His name is Jesus. For right from ancient days, they were one with what name? In one. And we have
in the
scripture say, the name of the Father,
Mwana,
he gave the Son.
Wanji?
Yes.
In
Hebrew, he was called Yeshua. Yeshua.
Yeshua. Yeshua.
Yeah, those who say it's Jehovah.
Oh,
no, not. Jehovah means he reigns everywhere. That is not his name. That also has a meaning. His name that we have is the name Jesus. The name above all names in the heavens and earth. As reading the Philippians, let's finish it. We summarize, we would have spoken much. Philippians chapter
2,
verse
9.
Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Verse
10.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, even things under the earth. Verse
11.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes. If you confess the name of Jesus, glory is back to the Father, for it is his name. When they ask you, who is your God? You tell him is Jesus.
Amen.
That is his name. What I tell it to you in Hebrew, you say is Yeshua.
Amen.
Praise Jesus much. But as we first saw,
1
John chapter 5, verse
7.
Let's repeat to read it.
1
John chapter
5,
verse
7. Chitafe, chigambo, nomo yomutukuvu.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Yes. Yes. Three witnesses in heaven,
Chitafe,
the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
that Yesu,
as the Son Jesus,
Omu, nomu, yomu,
even the Holy Spirit. These three, they agree in one. To meaning that they came from one. One they came is one called God the Father. The one they came out of. Because when you read Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, and the verse 6, that is the one God they agree in, they speak of. Read me, we see. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
Katondomu, chitawe wabona, aliwa guru wabiona.
One God, Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Yes. One God, Father of all. That is the one. That is the God. That is the one they came out of. Right above all, the heavens, they began there. Because he was able to pass through all, and is in the Word, and again is in the Holy Spirit. He passed through all.
My
first pass through, he was in all of them. It's not a hard word. You need his spirit. Not the spirit of food. The spirit of the word of God which sustains all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. you see, you know, his first reproved us. I don't want to get a big gamble. Never think that you've come waste your time.
Can't
understand words which failed generations of old. In just one seat,
words which
failed generations from the beginning of the world. You, God, in one sitting, before an hour, He proclaims them to you. Because it directly teach us.
Now
these days he handles the prophet in the priesthood. Joins up very well.
He
first tells the word, leave me this day, even the Holy Spirit. Leave me this microphone, apostle, I speak to these people.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus much.
So, in 1
John chapter 5 verse 7, there are three witnesses in heaven.
Chitafe,
the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word, we know as the Son, even the Holy Spirit.
And
these three agree in one because they came from one. And the one they came from, it is God the Father himself.
That's
Ephesians 4 verse 6, it says that one God, Father of all, that one God, God Father of all, they came from him. Out of him came God the Word,
known
as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit,
we
call most the Spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit of Christ, or the Spirit of God. But that scripture says that one God, Father of all, is above all the heavens. There he was able that he is in all. And he passed through all. In all that he passed, he was in the world. And he's also in the spirit. Don't you see those words? Haven't you understood them?
Someone
reads them. Wonder how come he reads it just one God, Father of all. One God?
Jesus
is God. Is he not the second now? Now there's also God the Holy Spirit. Those are three. No. One out of him came two. And they are just like him. Yes.
Our Lord Jesus,
in John he said, God is one.
Yes.
They said that he is one they came from. That is what he meant. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you must win you.
Praise Amen. Jesus much. Who has seen that verse? If you see it, write it down there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
some say perhaps he contradicts himself. God is one. Even in the book of Numbers, that God is one. And they don't know that one. Out of him came the others. Came out God the words. Let's read in Deuteronomy.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri, essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
Wulira, gwe Isirayiri, Mukama Katonda waffe ye Mukama omu.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Yes.
Asomanga, Katonda
omu.
He said, one God. But they forget the three agree in one.
No more.
And that one, it is God the Father. Out of him came God the Word. We know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Even God the Holy Spirit. Right from above all the heavens. The beginning and the end. Even beyond the beginning and the end. Right from the everlasting.
So, mubufunze,
so in the summary, let's first see the way God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus, came from God the Father, right from his heart, even his mouth. I give you where he best, within the Father.
Aha.
He was in his heart. Even in his mouth.
And
when he speaks, the voice, another voice speaking him,
it's
called the Word of God. And he said, you come out, be here officially. He sat on his right hand. Right from the everlasting.
Oh,
man. Have you heard? Those are of the teaching priests. That's why it's been long, they have not been in the world. Who can tell us those? God is raising an army. He filleth the world with knowledge of him.
So
from this time on, we have this aspect. The way God the Word we know as the Son came from God the Father. Right from his heart, even his mouth, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, even in the everlasting. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
We read most John 1 verse 1. I want you to move, understand it where it ends. Let us read we hear. John chapter 1 verses 1.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali Katonda. Kigambo naba Katonda.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes.
Kulubereberye.
In the beginning,
waliwo kigambo.
There was the Word.
Kigambo ngali wali Katonda.
And the Word is with God.
Kigambo nga Katonda.
And the Word is God.
Kigambo biri bisatu.
Those words are three.
Ekisoka.
The first.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yaliwo nga.
He was there and the Father is not there. No. The second he says, and he is. He is with God. Yes. Right there. The beginning was the Word. You can say perhaps he was the first. In the beginning, there was the Word. In understanding, he was the one there first. No. They have said he was with. When they say is with, yes, he was with him, and he too is God. To be with someone, and you're just like him, yes, that is what we speak about. But where exactly was he? Where God is, where?
mukaronda inachitafu
in entire glory the father
mubuta guao
everlasting side. You think he was in which side?
Ndiyari wali mutima
that was right in his heart
ne mukamwake ngamuri
yanga yongera mouth. He had him speak within him. Yes. That is why Romans
says,
as the example of us, that the word is not far. It is near you, in your heart, even your mouth. The word of faith.
As
put it in us, it's the way it was in him. Read me Romans chapter 10 verse 8.
Abarumi esule ye 10 n'olunyiryo lw'omunana.
Romans chapter 10 verse 8.
Naye mwogera butya nti ekigambo kiri kumpi nawe mu kamwako ne mu mutima gwo kye kigambo eky'okukkiriza kye tubuulira.
But what says it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Yes.
Yatukwataganye nyiriri.
What does connect verses?
Chapter 2,
two chapters
and
two verses. Yes.
John
1 verse
1.
In the beginning was the word. And the word is with God. And the word is God. If we want to understand,
we
come in our lives, we God created in his image. In the Romans chapter
10.
Chapter 10 verse
8.
That the word is not far. In our heart. Even in our mouth. Just as the Father, it was like that.
For
if it was with him, we discover where exactly in him. In his heart. Even his mouth.
Even
when he's going to speak. At times, move to speak ahead of him. He
said,
"You are God, you be here. Come out of me, be here." That is why God in the word. When he spoke through the mouth of King Solomon in Proverbs chapter
8
verse
22-29,
he said he was brought forth from the everlasting shape,
and
he appeared in him in the everlasting.
And
he told him at the beginning, above all the heavens, come out, sit on your throne. Yes. For you are like me.
He
told him, your throne, O Lord,
is
for everlasting. You are
just as me.
Let us read Proverbs.
Ngeresule yomunana noru nyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22.
Mukama yali nange kubolye wiryasokera. Okusoka emirimu jejedda.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yes. When they say,
Mukama yali nange,
the Lord possessed me.
Ekigambo possessing mu luzungu.
Possessing in English.
Omu abamaze amize munne.
One has swallowed and engulfed the other. As they say, it's a word in the language out there. That person is possessed with a demon. That person, they may speak as they disappear, as they come back to themselves.
Okay.
Yes. Now, language used in English. Proverbs 8, verse 22. The Lord possessed me. The Father had possessed, engulfed him within him. Yes. The word cannot appear, but is within him. In the beginning of the way of God in the everlasting. But still, as you know, that though you possessed him, he's inside there. It's like a A baby in the womb. The easiest example. It does not mean that baby is not in the womb. God did it like that to know that he too had a child within him. That's why he created man in his image, even his likeness. He created a creation of a woman. And he stores a child in the woman. He too had him in him.
Not
as your baby the way they are. The other was in his heart. You to show his praise, but you do not know that. That's why to abort a child, it is a word going far. If you abort a child before their time, it has ever happened, you think, for the son appeared when the time was due, right from the father.
So
repeat Proverbs we see. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Verse
23.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Yes. Towards he explained in the verse 23. I was set forth. Right from the everlasting. You repeat and you hear it well. Proverbs chapter
8,
verse
23.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Yes. I was set up. Yes. When he was in him, eventually told him now, you have to manifest and appear right at the beginning. Though he was in possessed right from the everlasting,
the
beginning you get out of me and manifest. That's what you read in the John 1:1. In the beginning was the word.
Then
the word is with God.
And
the word appeared is God. Him. Close flesh in John 1:14. And we saw him as the Son. The Philippians 2 says, though he was equal to God, he never thought of that glory. Yet these are ancient words. God never moved with the heavenly journey, moved in the Bible for 7 years, in the series of spiritual transports, the visions, dreams, the trance,
Azotas,
Urim, and the Thummim.
I would
not have been able to understand this, but he took me from the planet Earth.
Passed
you through all the heavens, even the third, and you reach above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. There we find the new heavens and the new earth, and you bypass them. You go to the everlasting. You enter deep in the much light. In the fires. That's where he taught me the way the word was in him. The way the spirit was in him. And I see them very clearly. You cannot explain them when you never saw them.
Man,
how dare you start it?
I will
explain all days by the Holy Spirit until he will prove indeed it took me in the heavenly journey.
You
know, you have that murmurs inside you,
but
I will explain till he will prove it and confirm it. You too will see. If it is not like that, no one can explain us like this.
that
the usual life we move together. But in the spiritual life,
I
move an amazing journey you cannot step a foot in. But in the usual life, I step on the same ground you step. But
in
the spiritual world, I stepped where you've never stepped.
And
it will take you many years to step there until you be given that grace. But I know that the end of ages has come. When we go to the new heavens and the new earth, we all shall be free, rich in the everlasting. And you can ask God. He takes once at least. Because the problem you show him much weakness and betrayals. Why call it betrayals? He does good to you, pay evil to him. Tries to align you. What he orders, you spoil them. He tries to humble you. You try much, you show pride.
He tries
to humble you. See, he's made you sit here. You do know your stubbornness and madness in you.
And you're not
able to sit here until he's tied ropes on you. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's move on here. Proverbs we see. Proverbs chapter
8,
verse
24.
When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Yes. As you see in the Genesis 1:1-2. Before that depth was there, Christ appeared. God in the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, he was brought forth.
It
is said before the depth was there, I was brought forth. I was manifested. That manifested came from the Father. These are ancient words.
It
must have met the ancient one. The ancient one. The ancient elder. Spoken in the Daniel. Here we prepare to be being elders. But the one who leads us is the ancient elder. Him. He has every secret of his. That ancient elder
is one who
taught me rich level of elders. He took me away, made me a musician, worship his hymn and sing his songs, took me unto a teaching priest. That first levels, it has the second level, representing angels on this earth. Even the third
level,
the third level,
presenting
fullness of Holy Spirit on this earth. In those three levels, in the first level that we study now, of the teaching priests, the leader over them is called the ambassador.
The ambassador of Christ.
Omubaka wa Kristo. From office of the teaching priests. The leader of second level of teaching priests
will
represent seven groups of angels.
The ambassador of the heavens.
It's called the Omubaka we Guru.
The ambassador of the heavens.
Omubaka we Guru.
We Guru.
Entire heavens.
representing abakadabi mu
abana. He represents 24 elders. Four living creatures.
Bana ba mafuta.
The sons of the anointing.
Ba malaika bona.
Angels. Stars.
Donaso uzita mu mulimu
gwe. Can call all of them in this work.
Kada ata kulira level eyo kusabya bakabona
abayigiriza. Leader of third level of teaching priests.
Ya department yomo mtu kumbujuvu
department of Holy Spirit in the fullness on the earth. Seven spirits of God.
Namuita the ambassador of God.
He's called ambassador wa
Mukama.
For God is the spirit.
Bidiao byonoga ina kubira.
There you are going to see all of them. Yes.
Katonda kunshi tayari.
God right on this earth. The ancient elder who has spent many seasons. But the world has never seen its God. When it heard of him, they heard of him in the whisper. Praise Jesus
Christ. I
cannot finish them yet. I try to give you a summary, but some scriptures I leave them. Priests in charge of this department. They will go explain us all. They reveal us the full knowledge of God. The fullness of God. The presence of God in His glory, even the works of His hands.
And it's a
holy. You are being prepared to be that. Apostles which will preach us all of these days until we will live here.
No.
I've reached a time I've rested. And you yourselves, you are in
department.
All the eight departments, you release all knowledge in all way of the word of God. I'm sure, for I see you. Yes. And if you make people stand here,
yes.
And there you rest. You know they're going to release lights.
Oh,
man. Now in 5 years. And the army has not reached that level. Indeed, there's a point you've reached.
Just
you need to align those few things. That Satan I choose against you.
Attempt
you already overcame them. That's why there's an accusation of
people.
Now you have to overcome those accusations.
You
no more be pushed in
sheets.
Pride and arrogance.
Mouth
you power aside. For you overcame them long back. Just they begin to struggle out of you. Accusations of Satan. Now overcome the accusations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
as we've heard in the Proverbs 8, let's repeat this verse. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
24.
When there were no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Yes. Before there was the depth. Of Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2, he had been brought forth. There was fountains filled with water. He had been manifested already. But when he manifested, he was sat on the right hand of God the Father. Right at the beginning. And when he was sat, he was told, your throne, O God, is for everlasting. You what you see in Revelations. Revelations 22, verse 1. And there are two thrones. These are ancient thrones. Let's read, we see.
Revelation
chapter 22,
verse 1. Ogumasa masange ndabirwamu ngaguva montebe yakatonda niyo mwana gwendiga.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clearer as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes.
Namurundu ziranyiganye.
Thrones are nearing each other. And he showed me a river of clear waters coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is our Lord Jesus. Scriptures always we have been reading, and those who shall move on to see that he sits on the right hand of God. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
These are of old as was being manifest right from the Father. And when he manifested, according to Hebrews, he told him, your throne, O God. Yes. See, the Son who had manifested, yet he is God the Word.
Hebrews
chapter 1, verses 8.
Entebe yo ayi Katonda yaluberera emirembe n'emirembe. N'omugogo obugolokofu gwe mugogo obwakabaka bwo.
But unto the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. Verse 9.
Wayagala obutuukirivu n'okyawa obujeemu. Katonda. Katondao, chavuda kufuka kama futa, ago kusanyuka, okusinga baganda bo.
You have loved righteousness and have hated iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above all your fellows.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much. When you look to Proverbs 8, verse 24, he was brought forth before the mountains. And before the depth was, he was brought forth. That's why he's called the Son from old. It too is an ancient word. Praise Jesus much. And that's why see the Hebrews are saying, told him, your throne, O God, is forever. That on the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. But when he came from the Father, as we first saw, in John 1 verse
1,
the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word is God. These are ancient words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But these are some of what happened when God the Word, when we know
as
Son Jesus, as he comes from God the Father, right from the everlasting, at the beginning and the end, above all the heavens. These are some of what happened. The thunderings, total darkness. God the Father seemed to have first disappeared.
And
the
one
came out of him as the much light. Yes.
Let's see in the Psalms chapter
18, verse 8.
Zaburi ya sule ye kumi na munana, nuru nyiriri oruwa munana.
Psalms chapter 18, verse 8.
Omuka negunyoka mwenyendo ze. Nomuliro, neguva mukamuake, negulia, negukoreza amanda.
There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured coals. We are kindled by it. Yes. God the Word. As was to come from God the Father. In the everlasting. At the beginning. Above all the heavens. Smoke. Fire and smoke. He's coming out.
So
as he came out by what?
You
know, you need to check from your body, your spirit checking out. If it does not pass on the top of the mouth, it checks through your body like that. Yes, just like you out. Yes. As he was going to come out like that. Have you ever seen yourself check from your body? Most you've never seen it. There, God the Father, his nose smoke. Don't you
truly
reserve that? They have labor pains. Yes, labor pains. That of God the Father were like that. God the Father
comes
smoke in the nose.
Would you say, call me?
Filled his nostrils with smoke. And out of him came fire. Fire blowing.
He
kindled it as a last thing. I
said,
what is that? And coals of fire were kindled. I said, what is that again? I saw God the word. He's just like him. Coming from him.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing sight. Showing him how they were. Men. I love to see this that cannot be uttered in children of men. This body of flesh, and they draw close to you. Your knowledge is exceeding. It fails us.
Oh,
man. You know, when we speak of issues of the living God, you heard a whisper of them before. This time we have to know them in the fullness. Because when he speaks in Job, he says, God is mighty, which we know him not.
In
words we heard of a whisper. Those will be explained ahead. Always we had a whisper about God. Let's go back to the Psalms.
Zaburi esure ye 18 n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Psalms chapter 18 verse 8.
Omukka ne gunyoka mu nnyindo ze, n'omuliro ne guva mu kamwa ke ne gulya.
There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured, coals were kindled by it. Verse
9.
He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Yes. I told you above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, there is the new heavens, which is unending. The beginning above all the heavens, at the beginning, and then he bowed down.
No,
those giving birth, they begin to bow down, and they bow down. Darkness. It was in the faith.
Take away chizikizo.
Put the darkness.
Again, no quake. You know those who keep birth,
they're birthing something, they hide themselves. What were there that I saw?
We
are very great, and they are great indeed. You worship God. And you know him. Exceedingly. Darkness covered him. And the
one
came out. And his life goes to in the everlasting. I say, how come he's come out?
It
is the everlasting. Man. What was there? He first hid himself in total darkness. The Father himself. Darkness and light are the same to him. Reading the Psalms 149, verse 11, up to verse 14. Yes. Darkness and light are the same. Disappearing darkness. But yet we see the light.
Is
there
Musana.
Light. And enlightened to everlasting. And they took me. I saw the everlasting fire.
Fires.
Pillars of fire. Pillars of light. Pillars of much light. Yeah, I saw men. And they disappear in everlasting. And they seek for me there. They bring me back at the beginning. And in the everlasting, I can't come out. I don't know where am I.
They
have to bring me back up in the beginning above the heavens. I realize now I've come back at the beginning. Okay, this is heavens, a new heavens. I've come back.
But
in the everlasting, you disappear. You don't know where you are. Disappear in the Lord.
No way,
and you are there. Flowing in Him.
No,
and you disappear. You get other everlasting. You go in deeper realms of it.
Speed
by which you move.
No,
you reach. Where am I?
Oh,
Father. Where am I? I'm near you. I see you. I see you. I see you. Man.
Oh, come on.
Your friend, Lord. But you've never seen the greatness of God. But good, what you've heard so far,
and
your ears are blessed to be able to hear this. Let's see the verse 10.
Zaburi esule yekumi na munana nolu nyiriri orekumi.
Psalms chapter 18, verse 10.
Na yeba gala kerubi na avuka. Ena na avuka mangu kubiwa wati debi mpewo.
And he rolled upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Yes. Cherubims, we made them an image from him. Their wings made them by wind. He flew away. Father, where are you going?
Did
everlasting follow me? Moving. Where are we going? Let's read this verse.
Zaburi ya sura ya 18 nolu nyiriri ole 11.
Psalms chapter 18 verse 11.
Ekizikiza nakifule ekyokwekwe kamu. Ewema ye emwetolode. Ekizikiza ekyamazi. Ebire ebikutte ebyomuguru.
He made the darkness his sacred place, his canopy round about him were dark waters, thick clouds of the skies. Yes.
He hid
himself in darkness. I said, my God. Now where am I? I see darkness.
And
what was about to come out of him? I was in darkness there. I don't know there.
Woo.
And he took away darkness. If you read the next verse, we see.
Zaburi ya sura ya 18 nolu nyiriri ole 12.
Psalms chapter 18 verse 12.
Mukumasa amasokuli masoge ebirebi ebikutte nebiyita newaba amayinja agomuzira namanda agomuliro.
At the brightness that was before his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire.
He,
yes.
Nashukale tokumasa amasanku
mufubutukamu light from him. I wondered.
This
fire. You see coals of fire. I see. And the word came out. As it speaks of him in Hosea. comes under the much light.
Aya.
Koseye suri yomukaga norunyiriri norunyiriri orisoka.
Hosea chapter 6 in the verse 1.
Katuzumu rukusatu.
Koseye suri yomukaga norunyiriri orukusatu.
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3.
Erato manye tunyekire okumanya mukama okufuruma kwe kwankala kalira ngencha era lijja jetuli ngenkuba ngenkuba eyaddumbi efukirire ettaka.
Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth.
He,
yes.
Okufuruma kwe kuli okwedanga ava mukatonda
kitaffe. Coming out of the old as he came from the Father.
Yavayunga yakanyo.
Came out shining much.
Sano ogutagwao.
Everlasting light.
That's why
every day we say the word of God is light.
In the Psalms 105, 119 verse 105.
Most we shall read about him because we want to conclude. As we see God the Holy Spirit, as he comes from God the Father, even God the Word, what we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And what happened? The way God is the Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord, came from God the Father, even God the Word. Right from the everlasting, the beginning and the end, above all the heavens. And what happened? Praise Jesus much. But here in them, he was most in their belly, both of them, as rivers of living waters. Yes.
He
was most in their belly, as rivers of living waters. That's why many times
it's
called the Spirit of God and also the Spirit of Christ.
Katonda chigambo kutumanyingo mwana Yesu Kristo.
God the word we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Bwe yali ava mukatonda chitafu.
It was coming from God the Father.
Ali afuruma ne portion yemo yomo yomo.
Moved out with a portion of the Holy Spirit.
Nisuke genda naye.
And it went with
him. Atena nesigala mu chitafu.
Another remained in the Father.
Kati mukuvayo yava mu babili.
Coming out he came from the two.
Olengede.
Have you seen?
Abasatu bakanya mu.
The three agree in one.
Kubanga bava mu
omu. They came from one. Have you understood that word? God is the word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. When he was coming from God the Father, a portion of the Holy Spirit went with it in him. In that time he appeared to be in both of them.
There
is where come the word, the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ. In Romans chapter 8, verses 9. And he says like this. Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
Wabula moyo. Obango moyo gwa Katonda atula mumwe. Naye omuntu bwataba na moyo gwa Kristo, oyo siwe.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Yes. In the Romans chapter 8, the verse 9,
it's
called the Spirit of Christ
and
the Spirit of God. We all long have not known why. But what happened there? Right from the everlasting, at the beginning, above all the heavens, that God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, when he was coming from the Father, as we have seen, one portion of the Holy Spirit moved out with him. For the three agree in one, they came from one.
Bwagena na yu.
When he went with that portion, ended he had to come from the father,
ate ne mumwana,
even from the son,
ingireno wabweno.
And he joins right from outside. As you see, he saw a river of living waters that is speak of the Holy Spirit coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb of God. He shows you the way he came out of them. Yes.
These
are deep words. Let us read, we see.
Yokane suri yomu sanvo, noru nyiriri orasa tumomu nana.
John chapter 7, verse 38.
Akiri zanze, ngecha wandiki wa wechigamba. Ntie migeja maza maramo, jiri kulukuta murubu tolwe.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living waters.
Asata mumu enda.
Verse 39.
Echu ya chokira kumoyo. Gubali wagendo kuwebwa abamukiriza. Kubanga omoyo yaita naba kugabibwa. Kubanga Yesu yaita naba kugurumizibwa.
But this spoke ye of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
He.
Yes.
Yokane sureno yomusamu.
John chapter 7.
Ruasat mumu na nasat mumu.
38 and 39.
Rula eragaburunji.
It shows very well.
God
the Spirit. God the Holy Spirit.
We
know a Spirit of the Lord.
Or
Spirit of God.
Or
Spirit of Christ. As was in the birth of God the Father. Even God the Word we know as the Son.
And
there as rivers of living waters. Giving us an example to us in John chapter 7, 38 to 39, say, who believes?
He said
he will flow rivers of living waters.
That
book of the Holy Spirit was to be given because
the
Spirit had not yet been given, for Christ had not yet been glorified. This is an old word. Before Christ manifested, from the Father, the Spirit also could not manifest. Okay.
Christ
at first glorified as God and his independence there. Then, God the Holy Spirit, he took
to
appear from God the Father, even God the Word the Son.
Wanji?
Are we together?
We were.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati chovura mu elimu kubikulirwa.
That is why you see in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. And I saw a pure river of waters coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb of God.
But
that is the Holy Spirit himself,
flow
as rivers of living waters. That scripture, write it down. You will read it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So wait,
so thus,
the
way God, the Holy Spirit,
and
we know Spirit of the Lord,
or
Spirit of God,
or
Spirit of Christ,
when
he came from God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son. And that is why it is written in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 up to 11. And he says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10.
Na yefe katonda yatumibikulira kuba omwoyo. Kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse
11.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God.
He,
yes.
The
Spirit has revealed us all this, even the deep things of God. No one knew them except the Spirit of God, which was in him. Was in God the Father.
And
God the Word was in the Father.
But
God the Word we know as the Son Jesus. When he manifested from God the Father. One portion of this, God the Spirit moved with him. Now when he moved out, he moved from God the Father. Even God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus, appeared their spirit who knows their own things. Have you understood well?
Yes.
He knows their things.
Then
fulfill John 16, verse 12 up to 15.
People
know to speak what he wants, but what he will hear. He will speak to you. He will glorify me. He will get from mine.
For what
his mind is of the Father, he will tell them to you.
You
can take things of both sides.
With
the Spirit of God the Father, the Spirit of God the Word,
we
know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Those
are the great things of God that I've explained in the summary. And his throne,
which
was made the throne of grace, it was on the left hand.
And it will
go back when we've gone back above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where we find the new heavens and the new earth. The master seat you see in Ezekiel 10. Verses 1 and 2. That is his throne of God, the Holy Spirit.
It's
called the Spirit of Grace. For his throne is the master seat. You'll get explained of that. As we get explained in the fullness, these things are indeed great.
How dare you
be on the earth, you know God like this? That was not acceptable in the laws of the world ever since the existence. But by the Holy Spirit we broke the laws of the world.
And
God gave us the full knowledge of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Summary, what happened to the God the Holy Spirit came from God the Father and God the Word? They are these ones. They are these ones below. Them two are right in the Psalms
18.
Right from where we ended.
Kubanga.
As was to come out as rivers of living waters. Always when it's raining, thunders, thunder light, thunder rains. And they wondered, everlasting. The word already came out, it's sitting there.
Who
else is coming now? Thunders from the Father on the throne of
Jesus Christ.
Lightnings. Even the everlasting is all trembling. Man. If you're everlasting,
you are
responsible for this work in the heaven earth which are today. They end in the third heaven. Then you pass through God the Word. The other
told you
when I reach the third heaven.
We
take you, see God the Word we know as the Son Jesus.
You
worship, praise him, thank him for reaching here.
He's
the one going to tell you what is next to take you above all the heavens. He brought out John 14, verse 7 downwards. And he said that no one comes to the Father except they pass through me. I've given you right. Right from the path you pass through me. All the heaven, it has been me. Things in heaven are now given you right. Go above all the heavens. Holy Spirit, take me to transport. They gave me others of above the heavens. They come from the seraphs. Transports of visions of above the others. They run.
Because
there is everlasting. Amen. There is a trust which runs. It transfigures you many couple of times. If you are in another group in multitudes, you move from layers of different glory. You enter in other layers. Be able to enter the everlasting. The layer you enter
guliwa.
With above the heavens. Not the one you enter in the beginning and the end. And not that you enter in the new heavens and the new earth. Not that you enter in the everlasting.
They keep changing
in glory and spirit. Even in appearance and understanding.
Bakuchusa mundabika
transfigure you in appearance in the spirit transport in the glory of appearance of the spiritual
muntegerane mukwasaganyo
bandige connecting understand so much.
Things
of God the Father of you gives you understanding like his. What he explained is what you understand. When I came back on the earth, I said, Lord, me? I begin to touch myself. Me, I will not speak these things. They don't explain them on this world. He said, you're going to speak them in their seasons. How
can
you explain people you went to everlasting? What is that? Who call yourself? You packed them in me, the scriptures.
But
in the everlasting, don't waste have a Bible. The Bible itself springs from there. There are all scriptures there.
They
are speaking with you. They show you. And they studied there is different. You understand at speed. Wisdom alone you access. Understanding to join up. The power alone to help you. Call to power. And you can be there. Man, in light of knowledge,
it runs
to enter in the eyes, in the ears. And you feel understanding, knowledge, in the old comes unto fear of the Lord. You can't dare think of sitting there. Even to think a little of it, all they would have taken of everything. What there you cannot glorify, neither anything else. But the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord Himself. Now, God the Spirit, God the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, came from God the Father and God the Word, known as the Son Jesus. There first appeared thunders, lightnings.
Can you submit, Rabbi?
Zaburi ya sura ya 18 nuru nyiriri ole 13.
Psalms chapter 18 verse 13.
Eramo kama nabwa tukamuguru. No yali waguru ennyo nalete dobozi lye. Ne baba mayinja agomuliro namanda agomuliro.
The Lord also thundered in heavens and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Yes. There were thunders. I heard voices from fire everlasting. comes out my spirit.
It's
got the spirit. I heard Christ say,
Afuruma.
He comes out. And the fire.
And
there had to come the waters.
Do
you ever see the rainfall come? And if it thunders, lightnings, yet the rainfall is going to follow.
And
this time was the Holy Spirit coming out.
It
lived out as rivers of living waters. Sprouted out
boulders.
As climb mountains. Wet and everlasting. I saw as if a river, non river. Let us see.
Zaburi ya sura ya 18 nolo nyiriri ole 14.
Psalms chapter 18 verse 14.
Nala so busale bwe nabasasanya. Nala senjote nyingi nabera likiriza.
Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and vanquished them. Yes.
And
the arrows moved straight. Shoot out. And he shot out the lightnings. It disappeared. It came back. I said, my. And then we see the verse 15. He began to come out as waters. Psalms chapter 18, verse 15.
Emisingi jensi nejeruka. Mukunenyako, ayi mukama. Mukibuyaga w'omuka ogw'ennyindo.
Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. This happened right in the everlasting. God the Spirit appeared in the beginning and the end. Right from the Father and the Son. There are channels of rivers of living waters.
And it
funneled marvelously.
Out
came smoke in the nostrils as it was. When God the word came from the Father, this time was on all, both of them. Praise Jesus much. So some of the things which happened, you'll move, get explained of them. In the Psalms 148, verse 8, let's read it that we say.
Zaburi ya 18:8 nolu nyiriri olwo 8.
Psalms 148 verse 8.
Ti omuliro n'omuzira serugi ti serugi n'omukka omuyaga ogutuukiriza ekigambo kye.
Fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Yes.
Ibyo nabyaliwo.
All those were there.
God
the Holy Spirit coming from God the Word together with God the Father. And he was sat on the left hand of God the Father. Those three, and they appeared to come from one. Praise Jesus much. More will be being explained. Department of the teaching priests.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. But we have to come back to see the fifth division of responsibilities of the teaching priests. And we see responsibility of God the Father. God the word we know as the Son. Even God the Holy Spirit. Even the Spirit of the Lord. In the creation of heavens and earth. The creation of the entire heavens and earth which are today. Basing above the heavens. At the beginning and the end. One we shall see was great in counsel.
They are
called the master planner. That is God the Father.
Katonda chigambo.
God the word. We know as the Son.
Nga yemukuru mukutonda.
And is the great architecture. Master architecture.
He
designed all of the heavens and the earth in their fullness and how they will be. And God the Spirit, we know as the Spirit of the Lord, is the master implementer and the master creator. He created the heavens and earth, implemented. Something confusing. Many.
That
on all who created,
yes,
just the shared responsibility of creating. Those are the great ones of the works of his hands in the entire heavens and earth. May God bless you. We shall move to know them on the day tomorrow. You can come early and start early that we can know much.
Let's
welcome our servants. They moved us on in programs concluding this day.